This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Boyne USA, the parent company that owns Big Sky Resort and several other ski areas in North America, will pay nearly $25 million in a class action lawsuit settlement brought by condominium owners in three Big Sky properties developed and managed by Boyne. The plaintiffs sued over Boyne's restrictive condo rental programs and the requirement that rentals be exclusively managed through Boyne. The suit was originally filed in the U.S. District Court in Butte more than 3 years ago. District Court Judge Brian Morris approved the settlement agreement on February 27th, just weeks before the case was scheduled to go to trial. The plaintiffs and class members are current or former owners of condo units in the Shoshone Condominium Hotel, the Summit Hotel, and the Village Center Condominiums, who participated in Boyne's rental management program. A condo hotel is a hotel where a portion of rooms are converted to condos, which are then sold to property owners. The condos remain available to rent to the public, and owners may use the unit for vacations and then receive some money from room rentals. In the three condo hotels, unit owners signed an agreement to exclusively use Boyne for rental management and to pay Boyne 50% of net rental revenue for Boyne's management services. The lawsuit alleged that selling condo units with a mandatory management program is illegal under state and federal law, and that the 50% fee was far above the typical management rate for properties at similar resorts. The lawsuit also included grievances about imposing maintenance and repair fees on owners, shorting owners' rental revenue, and requiring owners to make units available for up to 5 nights of complimentary use for Boyne business partners. The settlement agreement allows Big Sky's parent company Boyne not to admit fault, but Boyne will pay $19.6 million to the plaintiffs and class members in the settlement, around 377 people. A formula for calculating the payment to each class member will be based proportionally on their past transactions with Boyne. While the payouts will vary drastically based on how long people have owned units and worked with Boyne, some class members will receive tens of thousands of dollars. The plaintiffs may also request up to $10,000 in service fees for representing class members in the lawsuit. Boyne also must pay a total of $6.2 million to three homeowners associations in two equal installments. The settlement also removed the stipulation that Boyne be the exclusive rental management company and hotel manager for the condo hotels, stating that exclusivity is unenforceable as written under Montana law as construed by the court. The Gallatin County Study Commission will hold its first public hearing on Thursday, April 10th in Bozeman. Gallatin County voters chose in June 2024 to create the Study Commission, a once-in-a-decade opportunity unique to the Montana Constitution, allowing citizens to review structures of government. Once approved in June, voters selected 7 citizens to serve on the commission. The group is hosting its first public hearing as it evaluates the existing form and powers of a local government, how local government services are delivered, and compares them with other forms available under state law. The event will be held at 5:30 p.m. at the Gallatin County Courthouse in the third floor community room. The commission will share an overview of the study's scope, describe the current form and structure of Gallatin County government, and share examples of different county government models in Montana. The commission will also share a timeline for the study process. Residents will have the opportunity to share feedback and ideas about Gallatin County's government structure, and public comments will be received as part of the study. Residents will have many more opportunities to provide feedback at listening sessions that will be hosted around the county over the next year and a half. In 2024, in addition to Gallatin County, Montana, voters in 12 more counties and 44 Montana municipalities, including Madison County, Bozeman, and West Yellowstone, voted to conduct local government reviews. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.